back to The Minute Who Shagged Me, where we go through the Austin Powers movies, 1 minute at a time, continuing with The Spy Who Shagged Me. I'm Johnny, and, you know, he's here. He's still here, as always.
It's me, it's Dave.
Yeah. All right, Dave's joining us back again this week, and he is doing minute 83 with me today. We're going to begin with guns and finger guns.
I do like this. I feel like future Austin counting the shots is a lot like us, like checking minute by minute. We're checking on things. Okay. And he fires the gun. Okay. Bad guys go down. I think one of my favorite things watching it this time is watching the, I'm going to call them the fencing goons, the, you know, guys wearing just the fencing masks. Mm-hmm. How they just nonchalantly just kind of leave. Like a few of them are rushing out, but a few of them are just kind of like walking out, like, oh, yes, 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 there's gunfire. All right, let me just leave. Like, hold on. Like they're probably already getting ready, like, for Dr. Evil to hit the self-destruct button. So, like, okay, let's just leave. Either the laser goes off or it doesn't. Like, we did our part. We put the girl in the easy glass to break poison gas chamber.
They're like, we don't get paid enough for this. We don't have insurance. We're good.
Yeah. And then Dr. Evil, yes, fire the laser. He has to tell Dr. Evil to fire the laser for then him to tell past Austin. He has to keep, for some reason, a certain amount of the timeline accurate. Like, I have to have him fire the laser so that we could judo kick Frau into not firing the laser.
I just think it's funny because it's like his cue. It's like Dr. Evil's cue cards.
Yeah. He's just so confused. What do I do now?
What do I even say? There's two Austins.
Yeah. And he's probably like, what son of a bitch told him to use the time machine? He's going to be really, really pissed off when he finds out.
Be like, whoops, yeah, that was awesome. You, bud.
Yeah. Yeah. Austin went back because you told him, man. It's on you.
So we have Austin.
None of your goons, they don't care either way.
We have present Austin and 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, not 10 minutes ago. Austin. Oh, man.
They're working together miraculously.
He has to explain to himself, okay, yes, you suddenly. And yeah, remember when we talked to One Pump Chump? Yeah, it says full vitality. You don't really think about vitality when it comes to a laser. You think full power, velocity. Real sciencey terms. You don't think vitality. That's more of a human endurance word.
But does every laser look like a penis?
I mean, it can. It's one big ball into a laser. So, you know, it's not like two laser balls underneath. Unless you want to count like those two hovering tubular things. Next to it.
Just one big ball. It's fine. There was an accident. There's only one ball. It's okay. We're not going to talk about it.
Oh, wait. Yeah, wait. This Dr. Evil, he does say that, doesn't he? Or something. He definitely says something, doesn't he?
Well,
the first movie about that?
Well, I know at one point, like, Mini-Me's humping this thing.
Okay, yeah.
That brings questions. Different sets of questions. But, we're just not gonna go there.
We talked a little bit about Mini-Me's being more animalistic. Of Dr. Evil. He has more of the veracity. He doesn't have the linguistic skills, but he has the veracity. So I'm going to chalk it up to that. He's almost more animalistic as Dr. Evil. So he's just like his animal lizard brain is telling him, I got to hump this. Hump.
Yeah, must hump. Okay.
It's a giant laser. I got to hump this. So that's how I see it as.
Okay. So,
you know,
we got the giant penis laser. That's at full vitality. Mm-hmm. It did shoot at full vitality.
Yeah, it's good for one shot, and it's dead.
But where did it go?
Oh, there's like we said, there's a planet light years away that's going to have a really bad day.
All right, cue one of the shots from Rogue One as the planets like explode.
Oh, exactly. Rogue One, yeah. Whether it be from Star Wars, whether we talked about it could have been Superman. It could have been that. Could have his planet.
Oh no!
Could be Krypton.
We blew up Krypton.
I mean, I'm sure like outside of those two, there's probably plenty of sci-fi and fantasy movies where like it starts off with the planet explodes or something. Oh, my home planet was destroyed, and like what happened? I don't know. Laser came out of nowhere and just took it out. Like boom, gone. Was it plague? Was it the seas turning to lava? No, it was just a laser hit it, and that was it. Real
it didn't, there was no there's no preparation for it. It just kind of happened.
Just happened, yeah. So let's see. We've rescued. The good thing is we have rescued Felicity in a tempered glass concealment, so that he could punch out. So Dr. Evil really didn't like hold her in there that hard. Like one punch, you can break that glass. One judo punch can take it out.
He's not good at execution. I'm telling you, he's bored. He's just doing this to cure his own boredom. He's not doing it to be successful.
Oh boy. Yeah. It makes sense of why he sends Austin back to do this, just for some kind of entertainment. Speaking of entertainment, the one thing that we didn't talk about in the time machine is what Austin immediately thinks about with using a time machine. the menage a trois with himself, which is, we already talked about. It's dangerous alone to discuss future matters with yourself. Possibly touching yourself is a problem. Now you're like, oh, let's all get in the same bed together. That's just asking for some kind of weird timey-wimey loop-de-loo of problems.
But I see that and I raise you, would you do it?
Nah.
No? Nah. Not at all?
Nah. Even though it's myself and I know my... We don't. But, the royal we of me and future myself now.
Okay, the royal we Dave does not. Even if there were no time repercussions?
It's not even the time repercussions. It's just like, that's just not my... That's not my bag. That's just not my bag. That's not my bag. I mean, if my future self comes back, wants to tell me a story about it, I go, oh, I'll listen, sure. You know, great. I look forward to that in the future. But I don't, yeah.
I might. If there are no repercussions, why not?
There's no time repercussions. Like, I'm not going to blame you for trying it. No, I'm not going to shit on anyone's parade. If that's something you think about at night, where you're like, man, if I only had a time machine, I go back. I'm not going to be the guy be like, no. Like, no, God forbid there's no time repercussions. And okay, fine, have fun.
That's the only reason you have a time machine.
Yeah, but for me, that's just not my bad. You know, I mean, maybe it would be down the line. Like I said, I got all these problems with a time machine I got to worry about. So it's like, I don't even think of, like I said, I haven't even looked up a girl's skirt in this using a time machine yet, you know? I haven't even put up a mirror on my shoe. Like I haven't even done anything like that. Now it's like I gotta get in bed with myself and then this lucky lady in this sense, you know, is she okay with this? Is this gonna mess with her head? You know, she got to go to therapy over this.
If there's consent and she's cool with it, we good.
All right.
But that's not my first thing. I'm obviously going to go see the Seven Wonders of the World in my hazmat suit.
Yeah.
With my Polaroid camera. I'm good.
Yeah. And you can always show that after the fact. Like, hey, I'm glad we did this. You know, like, now while we're all here, let me show you these photos I got. These are good photos, aren't they?
Yeah. Aren't they lovely? It's like as they were being built or created. It's great. This is my little scrapbook. Thank you. Thank you for coming today. Twice.
Thank you. I'm glad everyone came. I'm glad I'm really happy.
We
some waffles, some flapjacks.
Yeah, let's go have a beer on the patio. It's fine. It's great.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't and I would. I feel like I need to make a poll. So that poll will be up. Don't worry, you can vote. Don't feel ashamed of your vote.
Yeah, just make the, yeah, exactly. As this is me sitting here and I have the entire world of a time machine on my So the only thing is a maybe, but I feel like I had to make sure I handle anything else I need to handle with the time machine first.
Yeah.
And then I could feel comfortable. Because I know my head would, like, past or future me would be like, well, Dave, what's wrong? I go, I think, can we stop the war? You know, like, I said, my head is not in the game. That's what I think I worry about.
Okay.
My head be like, not in the game. Like, yeah.
That's fair. That's a fair choice.
There's so many plates of time spinning there, like, in my head right now. My head's, oof. It's exhausting. It's exhausting when your eyes crossing. And then in Dr. Evil, you know, they're worrying about the after party. They got to worry about Dr. Evil here. Now he's got the mojo. He's waving in front of them.
The most important thing, apparently.
We did theorize, like, did he use a little bit of that mojo to boost the vitality of the laser? It doesn't look like it. Looks full. Even when Dr. Evil tried to take a sip of it earlier, it's still a full container.
Yeah, there's enough mojo to go around.
Yeah. And then we even talked about, didn't he? That's what he used. He used a little bit of mojo, if I remember correctly. And then and that got mojoed up.
Yes.
So, yeah, that mojo is, like, plentiful.
And that's the thing is, like, again, what is mojo? If it is semen, then Austin doesn't need that. He's fine. He's got plenty.
Yeah. If anything, it's some kind of charismatic residue or something. You know, I can almost compare it to the psychomagnetheric slime from Ghostbusters 2, where it's just like, it's just emotion. It was like a concentrated emotion made it. And so there's all this slime over because just the New York was just so negatively charged, and they just kept feeding into their own negativity, making more of the slime. And then when the Ghostbusters positively charged, they took something, they positively charged it with music and positive reinforcement, it became like really proactive, and they were able to, you know, use the Statue of Liberty, and they were able to power it through that. So maybe it's kind of like that. Like, if you pour that mojo onto someone having a bad day, maybe they'll feel a little sexual, but maybe they'll just feel like $1 million. The same way at the end when they hose down Janusz, they're like, he's going to wake up feeling like $1 million. It could just be like that, where it's like, it's nothing really sexual about it. It's not like it's got like DNA on it. It's just charismatically charged.
Okay, that's fair.
It's like you, when everyone talks about, like, oh, I drank, you know, I had some liquid courage. This is like that. It's like super concentrated liquid charismatic courage.
Okay.
And just Austin, you're right. He is a fountain of it. Like, he never is not charismatic and positive and always like thinking about the bright, sexier side of things. He's never, you know, he rarely, there's a few times this movie where he gets serious, but for the most part, like, you know, he's able to like go, hey, you know, that's cool. That's sexy, baby. That's, you know, that's righteous. So he's a fountain of it. He's always making it. So yeah, you don't got to worry about that. If anything, Dr. Evil extracted like what Austin makes in a week, you know, that's how I see it as. Just Austin's never quantified it before. That's all.
He just had a bad week, and that's about it. And keep it moving.
Yeah. I mean, maybe like that lack of mojo is probably what, you know, had him think more about Felicity, probably in a more serious light. Maybe he was down a little bit. He was kind of a little off balance. So the serious, more critical side of him was more worried about like, oh, I don't want to just shag her for the sake of shagging her, and I want to be more professional. This is what I'm thinking. It's like, because he was just a little imbalanced of it a bit. And now that he's seeing himself and they're having fun, and they're thinking, you know, maybe they go, hey, menage a trois. Like, they're not going like, let's, you know, hello, Felicity. Let's, you know, let's respect her. They're all like, hey, what if we had a three-way, you know? So his mojo's back. He's fine.
He's going to be fine. He can rally.
Yeah. At this moment, though, that's it. They're worried. The both of them, past and future Austins, are worried that, you know, they'll be permanently lost without the mojo.
Yeah, but then if one of them caught it, who would use it?
Yeah, I guess just go back to the timeline thing. Like, if past version of himself has it, and he's on a different timeline than the than our A Austin, I don't really know if it's going to affect the either of them. I mean, worst case, you know, they split it down the middle at worst. I think they would be happy with getting at least half back, or you know.
Yeah, logistically, wouldn't you want to give it to Austin 10 minutes ago?
Yeah, I think so. Because that would become you. Yeah, I guess maybe you have to test it out. Like you had to like have like Austin from 10 minutes ago or a past Austin. Yeah, have him like maybe like give himself like a little cut on his hand, just a little cut, and then see if like that cut grows on our Austin to make sure that like they're still connected in a time in a same timeline sense.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay, just give yourself a little nick here. Okay, I got the wound now. All right, good. We're still in the same timeline. If I didn't, then I'd be like, okay, we're clearly like we're two different on two different timelines now. So we're essentially two different entities of ourselves. I feel like that's the best way to solve that.
That's very proactive.
See, that's what I think about. That's what I'm thinking about. You know? And then cut to the lady in bed. She's like, Dave, what's wrong? And the other Dave is like, Dave, what's wrong? No, knowing me, both of us would be doing this. We're both like, no, I just, the wars. And like, should we check if we're on the same timeline? Like, I just, I don't know.
Fueling each other.
I don't know. Should we just watch a Ken Burns documentary, see how we can fix this?
And then you just like
me and other me.
That's it. The girl's gone by now. She's gone. She's like, fuck this.
Everyone's like, oh yeah, two to bed. Isn't it fun? I'm just like, that's just way too much stress to like think about the like to be in that zone. Just a ball of emotions right there. Yeah, it would just be me and other me just on the couch. We're making notes about how we could, you know, we're watching some war documentary. Like, all right, what do you think? Do you think we could fix this? And what do you think here? What's the best proactive way to handle that? It's just us for hours.
You're on a loop.
It's exhausting. Yeah.
Can't just live in the moment, Dave.
Oh my God. When was the last time I ever lived in the moment? That's not, I don't know. That's just, yeah, like I said, that's not optimal for me. Ugh. Time machine. Like I immediately start itching with anxiety. Oh, geez, you got a time machine? Oh, man, I don't know. It's a lot of pressure.
I can't do this. I gotta save the world. I can't be having sex.
No time for love, Dr. Jones. I can't do this.
Davy boy's gotta go save the world.
Yeah. Madam, thank you for your time, and maybe later we'll jump out. I'll see you another timeline.
Gee, Whirlickers, Felicity, I can't be doing this right now.
Yeah. That would be the hardest part, is to like walk away from Heather Graham and be like, Heather Graham, God bless you and everything. I got a whole timeline of problems I gotta fix. But you look great. Your silver suit dress looks great. $100, you look great. The hair, I don't even know how you get all that hair on your head. That's crazy. Just crazy. Are you wearing like two wigs? You gotta tell me. Are you wearing two wigs? That's an amazing amount of hair you got going.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. All right. Well, we found out that Dave wouldn't have a menage a trois with himself. I would. You don't need mojo.
Mm-hmm.
And we blew up an unknown planet.
Yeah. What a minute. All that in a minute?
Mm-hmm. All that in a minute. Yeah, when you try to explain how do you break down a movie by minute? Listen, there's a lot of shit to talk about.
Yeah, and then you have a time machine that minute, and that just exponentially makes more problems to talk about.
Yeah. Even though this entire week, and pretty much any time we have a discussion about time travel, we're going against Basil. Because he told us not to think about it too much.
Yes. That is, and I said, we've gone cross-eyed. Like, we should have been, If you're at home drinking, I worry if you drank every time we got cross-eyed. I worry for your health.
Because you're drunk by now. I don't know if you're going to make it to minute 84.
You are blitzed, Chief.
Other than the flying mojo that we have yet to determine what's going to happen to, do you have anything else for this minute?
No. I'm a ball of anxiety about mojos and timelines and stuff. So looking forward to see what we can salvage and save in the next minute.
All right, we got to figure it out. See what we if we can pick up the pieces, if you will. But you got to come back for minute 84 for that.
Definitely.
We're rounding out the week. We're getting there. But that's okay. Because we got nothing but time.
Nothing but time. Yeah, a time machine.
Nothing but time. Come join us at the Electric Psychedelic Pussycat Swingers Club so that you can take the poll. Would you have a menage a trois with yourself? This is a weird question, weird poll, but we're going to do it anyway. And if you want to explain yourself, you can. If you don't worry about it. You don't have to explain yourself. You can say yes or no.
Yeah.
Doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm not judging anyone's thing they do with the time machine. Short of like, they're like, oh, I want to go back in time. I want to blow up the planet. I'm like, well, you're a dick. Like, that's the only, like, asterisk on it. It's like, you go, well, I go back in time, and I'll build a laser and blow up the planet. I'm like, well, you're a dick. Like, that's it. Outside of that, I'm like, all right, just, you know, wash your hands. That's all. That's all I ask. Wash your hands.
Okay. Okay. That's fair.
You go back in time, you wash your hands.
Wash your hands. Don't touch anybody or anything. But apparently yourself. That works. That's fine. All right, come back for minute 84 to figure out what's going to happen with all this mess. But don't forget, stay groovy.